5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Yeah, so I remember seeing this during the Xbox presentation. It got my attention. Really like the color, the art style. Tell us a little bit about this new project and what is new compared to like other action games.
あ、そうですか。今作、まあ、アートスタイルに関しましては、まあ、昔、日本の昔の、まあ、江戸時代でカラーある浮世絵だったり、まあ、版画っていうもののカラーリングとか、その、緻密さっていうところを、まあ、現代の 3DCG におけるリアリティっていうものに、落とし込むっていうところを心がけて、挑戦しました。で、
regarding art style?is based on the Japanese traditional Edo era traditional art styles and taking on the color schemes and dropping that into the 3D CGs and moving into the reality and implementing it into the game.
And what you could tell us about the character that you play and any like the special abilities you could do in the game too.
まあ、ひとまず、まあ、ストラテジーの、まあ、戦略性の部分においては、各 NPC を、まあ、多彩に、自分の思うような、まあ、ジョブを与えて配置することによって、その戦略性を生むというところにプラスして、そこの、ディフェンスをしながらも、自分は指揮をしつつ、まあ、アクションでも対応するというところの、まあ、融合に関してを、独自の体験をしてすることができるかなと思っていますね。
The game allows you to really strategize and also work alongside the NPCs to allow a personalized positioning of the villagers to also defend against the seed, but also merge that with the action of the character that you control, the protagonist. So.In a unique, to create a unique and exhilarating, gaming experience.
All right. So why Path of the Goddess? Why that title?
なぜこの国津神パスオーダーゴデスというタイトルにしたんですか?
Yeah.
じゃあこっちも。あ、そうですね。あの、タイトル名だよね。
Right? About the title. タイトル。
いろいろな思い。そうね。まあ、まずこう一つの漢字で表現するっていうのは皆さんにこの作品のインスピレーションをすごくこうしっかり持っていただきたいっていう部分を考えて漢字一つっていうにはしてるんですけれどもこの漢字の読み方が、神様の、まあ、 表現をするための漢字でもあるっていうところがまず大きいポイントです。
One of the key factors of this kanji, that singular kanji that's used is a big inspiration. And the kanji itself is based on, it symbolizes God. And we wanted that to message it to the users.
This is very different than other Capcom games. Was there any inspirations from games within Capcom that helped you come up with the idea of working on this title?
ですかね。まあ、その部分に関しては、特に、あまり、深く考えずに、特にその、何かの既存のタイトルからの影響というよりかは、どちらかというと、間接的にというんですかね。皆さんが他のタイトルに関わってた方々、経験を持っていた人たちが、うちの自分のチームに入ってくることによって、その人たちのノウハウをうまく活かしつつ、ゲームを組み立てていって、ゲームというか、まあ、バランスだったり、プレイヤーの操作感だったりっていうものを調整したことになっていっているので、具体的に何かっていうよりかは、多分その血の流れとしては、カプコンの、その系統が入っているのかなというところに思ってます。
There's not a specific game that this game was, based on or pulled inspiration from, but since the team members of this game worked on other Capcom titles, they were able to use their experiences of and their know-hows and implement it into this game to really adjust the game balance and make it into a new genre that it is right now.
I noticed the bosses are really big while watching the video right now. What are the stuff, other things that we might see during the game without spoilers, that, like, is it going to be very challenging with these bosses and stuff like that? So,
まあ、チャレンジングな部分というところでいけば、まあ、アクション一個での戦いには必ずならないということですね。うまく、この村人たちを活用して、チャンスの時には全員で攻め込むだったり、守らなきゃいけない時には守るとかという、そういう、まあ、アクションにと、まあ、戦略性、まあ、ストラテジー部分っていうものをうまく融合した上での、まあ、戦い方っていうのが肝になってくるかなと思ってます。
So, in the, some of the boss fights, you really need to strategize on, you can't fight solely by action, and you can't solely fight by action itself. You'll need to cooperate with the villagers, and, in instances, you all out attacks when necessary and also defend when it's necessary. So you really have to blend the action and strategy together to really maximize your strategies to fight against the bosses.
Is that something where, let's say the villagers, they get hurt? Is that going to affect my mission, or is something that I really need the villagers to be part of the combat?
そのあたりはそうですね。あくまで自分一人で戦っているわけではないっていうところに、フォーカスしたいっていうのがあります。で、まあ、一人一人が戦ってくれているっていうところもあるので、自分自身もそこに目を向けて、管理する。まあ、リソースマネジメント的な部分でのゲーム性というのも、考慮して、そのゲーム的な仕組みと、して、考えました。
The game focuses on, the villagers play a really important role within the game. You can't just fight alone. You have to work alongside the villagers. So each of them will obviously be fighting, but you will also have to fight yourself to maximize your capacity of what's available. And also you have to keep an eye out on the position of the villagers and manage your resources really well as well.
で、一つだけ、大事なところとしては、あくまで、村人は人であって、NPC というか、武器の一つではないっていうところの、気持ち的なところですかね。そこが大事だなと、自分は思っています。
Just to clarify, the villagers are, actually people. So we don't want to think them as like weapons that you use in combat. They're actually exact people, that you're working with.
What was like your favorite part about working on this project for both of you?
気に入っている部分。いや、もうすべてが気に入っていますね。あとやっぱりどうしても結構長い期間を経て作らさせていただいたので、まあ自分としてもすごい、まあ、 かなりチャレンジもできたと思いますし、結果いい新しい体験というものを生み出せたっていうところも感じているので、まあ、そういう意味では、アート的な面であったりとかも、すべてにおいて、もう本当に、楽しめる状態であると思っています。
はいよ。
I'll just go from Kawata-san first. Personally, it's everything. It's really memorable. Everything is a favorite of his. It took a pretty long time to develop this title. Everything was, they were able to achieve a really challenging aspect of the game. As a result, it was able to achieve a new gaming experience for the peoples, starting from the art aesthetics of the game. It creates a fun experience for the users.
ゲームエクスペリエンスのところが一番個人的には気に入ってますね。アクションとタワーディフェンス、それぞれ一つ一つはすでに存在しているジャンルですけれども、この二つを合わせた時に感じれる達成感だったり、攻略の楽しさ、見つける楽しさっていうところをぜひ楽しんでもらえたらと思います。
平林さん、favorite aspect of this game is the new game experience that this game allows, the merge of action and the tower defense elements. Each genre already exists, but having them merged together creates a new exhilarating gaming experience that's really interesting and fun to play.
Now, one thing I love about games is the music, because I feel like that will make the experience even better. So what you could tell us a little bit about the soundtrack?And working on that soundtrack for this game.
そうですね。サウンドに関してもすごい、まあ、新世界同様のメンバーも関わっているので、まあ、その最初の時点から、また、このゲームを話したときに、だったらこんな新しいチャレンジができるんじゃないかっていうところと、まあ、あとその和ですよね。日本の伝統的な要素も含みつつも、やっぱ現代に通用するような、音楽、曲を制作するという意味で、なんだろう、新しいものに、音楽でとも、まあ、新しいものにチャレンジしようというところと、あと、BGM になりすぎずに、環境音楽とか、そういう、まあ、アンビエントなところを、あえて曲にしていくとか、新しいそういう部分の感じ方っていうのをしていただけるのかなと思ってますね。
Some of the team members worked on Shin Sekai Into the Depths, and they wanted to, initially when this project was brought up, bring into a new challenge with the music itself for this title. So they blended the whole Japanese traditional music alongside the modern take on the music. It blended it so that it really matched the game aesthetics. One of the things that they really focused on was also, they didn't want the background music to be,just like, you know, a BGM that plays when you're fighting, but make it into like a kind of ambient music that plays so that users can really focus on what's happening on screen.
Pretty cool. So my last question is, I know this is the first time people are playing the game. What do you could tell us about the demo? What is it that we'll get to see while playing hands-on in this?
このゲームは非常にちょっと新しい体験を、前提に考えているので、一番基礎になる部分ですかね。村人をうまく活用する、まあ、転職させて、配置して、守るべきものを守る。それに加えて、アクションをするっていう、一番ベーシックな、このゲームのベーシックな部分を、触っていただけるような状態になっています。まあ、このベーシックな部分ということを触っていただければ、ここからさらに、まあ、ゲームなので、拡張性は感じていただけるかなというところと、そういう意味での、まあ、最初の部分というところの体験ができると思っています。
This game allows the users to get the new experience that this game allows. The demo that is available at Summer Game Fest allows the users to touch the base of the game, the base element of the game, which is utilizing the villagers, assigning them roles, positioning them to your liking. And on top of that, adding with the action that you control as the protagonist itself. So it touches on the basic controls of the game itself. And then beyond that, you can get a deeper understanding of what you can do and of what this game has to offer.
Awesome. Now, I just want to say I'm very excited to play this. It got my attention the first time I got to see the trailer, so I'm excited to play it when it comes out. Do you have an official date for the game yet?
初めて見た時から結構興味を持っていたゲームなので、今プレイできたとても楽しみなんですけども、発売日についてはいつって決まっていますか？
はい。はい。先日も発売日発表させてもらいました。7月19日になります。現在予約受付中です。よろしくお願いします。
We announced the launch date just yesterday on July 19th. And the pre-orders are available now, so we look forward to everybody playing the game. Thank you.
Awesome. A couple days after my birthday, perfect.
お誕生日の数日後みたいです。
素晴らしいですね。
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.